You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media Worldwide. And of course, don't forget about our amplitude modulation, 1590 and 1100.
What?
Amplitude modulation.
What is it?
AM.
You don't even know what that is.
AM.
Oh.
So FM is frequency modulation, AM is amplitude modulation.
So we've been doing this for 2 years. That's the first time you've ever said that.
I think we've said it before, actually.
Have we?
Sorry about that, Red. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, Red, where did that come from, Red? Just,
all I just said was just, the more you know.
Yeah. Right.
You remember
right.
The star. That is
throwing it out there.
I will use that.
And today's educational segment was brought to you by.
That's right. Special thanks to Beth Parker, sharing memories of her grandfather on this day 80 years ago in Iwo Jima. Gary Gresh, head coach at St. Norbert Men's Basketball. Big senior day coming up on Sunday. We're going to talk with Samuel Rock again, our battle buddy response team. But right now, Jim, what's going on?
You know, we talk about our downtown, getting people to witness all the great little shops we have that are unique. You know, it's not, you know, chains. It's very unique. And one of the things that I think we've done a pretty good job of is the whole coffee, tea, those type of establishments. And this Saturday, on February 22nd, is what's called the Cafe Crawl. Started back in 17, 18, 19. And it's, well, we have with us someone who is the expert in this. Jen, why don't you tell us what's going on from Downtown Green Bay Incorporated?
Well, I'm not Jen. I'm Red, actually.
Red.
That's okay. Jen is an expert. She's been doing this longer than me. So this is actually my first year. But
oh, all right.
Yes, we are very, very excited. So annual cafe crawl. We've got 9 participating cafes or similar little shops between downtown and Old Main. And I have a little card here for you guys, too, to look at. But it has all of them on there. So if you want to pass one
9
down.
Of them. And you got, we're going to be, they're walkable, but they're trolleyable, too.
Correct.
Is that a word, trolleyable?
Trolley
did they get them available? All? Did they get them all fixed?
Get them all.
Because the night we did the international food crawl here.
Yeah.
Remember? We go, holy crap, we've never seen a trolley being towed before. It had this unbelievably huge truck towing the... Remember that? That was like the biggest piece of equipment I've ever seen on our city streets that night.
If you're going to give the hook to a bus or a semi, you need a heck of a
that
truck.
That was incredible.
You need a solid rig, for that. I can't speak to the trolley there, but we do have 3 lined up. So.
Oh, that's plenty.
That was actually
fun riding around in that.
Yeah.
It'll be pretty good logistically, but yes, like you said, you can walk. You can drive yourself if you really want, but you don't have to. You can take these trolley rides.
Well, so, the weather's supposed to be pretty nice, though.
It is. Yeah. I think I saw a high of 27.
Oh, we'll
take
that.
So, yes, we will take that. That will be wonderful.
Actually, this is weird. So when we came in, we were all excited. Wind chill was only 2 below. Now it's 5 below. So it's like the temperatures are actually dropping a little bit.
It's the river.
Did you walk down here? Did you walk here from your office?
I didn't. I had a drop off at school, so I came here first, and then I'll head over. But
because
that would have been a lot colder. Yes.
Some of these are just establishments, right? Like, you know, the Attic. Everybody knows that. Daily Buzz, Ground Cafe. But you got some newer ones on here. Tell me about
some I've never heard of.
Right.
And yes. So
and we want everybody to stop at the Hotel Northland because Johnny and I are going to be there on Saturday. So we're
you
doing
are.
We're doing the dog
yeah.
show. We're doing
the
show. Lucky
yes.
Seven.
Yeah.
So anyway, but go ahead.
So it'll be a little bit interesting coming together. So
but we're drinking beer. We're not drinking coffee that day. Johnny
okay.
and I, I'm seeing the event.
And we're bringing Milton, but we're keeping him in one of those little cages, those little cargo cages.
Okay.
I take that back. We're drinking Tito's. Isn't that who sponsored our event?
Yeah.
Tito's. Anyway, go ahead.
It's alcohol, but that there's one stop on our stop.
I don't want to hear about
that too. But we will talk about this. So okay, yes, 9 stops total. The 2 check-in locations are at the Attic and Grounded Cafe. So people, you know, our participants can check in at either of them right now. We do suggest getting your tickets early. Right now, they're just $12 online.
That's great. I mean, 12. What can you get for $12?
I know, right?
Well,
and you get
us.
A sample everywhere. You get a sample at each one of these
stops. Every one of them.
Yes. Yes. And I'll list off the samples in just a minute here. But the other thing, too, if you don't get it in advance, it is $15 cash day of at one of those check-in locations. So you check in, you get your little passport with your, you know, we're going to mark off wherever you go to all your different ones here. And yes, I'll list them off with the details. So it's 8:30 to noon, though, the whole thing. And we'll have those trolleys going all throughout as well. So the Attic, that's part of the Old Main District. They have 2 of 3 hot teas plus some specific coupons available. The Compound Cafe, they are a newer one. They're in the Old Main and they have a peanut butter latte and date caramel macchiato.
That doesn't sound too good.
doesn't sound too bad. You mean?
Wow! Take one of those. You could have brought one with us.
Yeah.
With
so I might have misspoke.
Did you bring anything with us?
Who's your flight?
I did not.
No.
Okay. I might have misspoke. I'm sorry. The Daily Buzz is one of the check-ins. I'm
That's
sorry.
What
I think I said
I
the Attic. I'm so sorry. The Attic was at the top.
We never
so
correct
sorry.
Our guests.
You know what?
But
this is what happens when I can't.
But hey, but our guests aren't shy about correcting us.
I can't have coffee right now, so let's just blame it on that.
The Daily Buzz, which everybody knows,
yeah.
The Daily
Buzz.
And
Grounded. Grounded as a check-in and the Daily Buzz are the two check-ins.
It's not
there
it.
We go.
Got it. Okay,
official.
Go ahead.
Official. But the Daily Buzz has a honey bee refresher, which does not have caffeine. So I've tasted that one and enjoyed
there
it.
There you go.
The Black and Tan Medium Roast and a Chocolate Chip Cookie Bar, both regular and gluten-free. Plus, they're going to have some discount coupons for their locations. Grounded, they're going to have a chider, which is a chai and apple cider, and a gluten-free peanut butter cookie.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Glass Coffee House. They're going to have a draft day brew and energy bites. They've got
no
some
ketchup.
They've got some.
don't say. Keep going.
They've got some neat swag there, too. That's all draft day themed.
So great.
Now, one of them that you, I think, we're kind of alluding to is like Lion's Mouth Bookstore.
Yeah.
They've got a drip Luna coffee and tea from Sweet Willow. Captain's Walk Winery.
Let's hear this.
Yeah. So they've got
a little Merlot.
They've got a,
no. Listen, they got something special.
Oh, it's good. It's good. When I heard it, I was like, oh gosh, I wish I could have this. So it's called a coffee bean buzz. It's coffee with Kahlua, tequila, and topped with whipped cream.
Wow.
And these samples are all free, really, with your
ticket. With your ticket, with your passport. Yep. With your passport, you go in, you
give
get
me that
little,
one again.
Yeah, that's cool.
That, okay. So that one is the coffee bean buzz. It's coffee.
Yeah.
So it still has coffee in it.
Right.
With Kahlua, tequila, and topped with whipped cream.
That's going to be good.
Delicious.
Walk that
deliciousness
one off.
In a cup, right?
That should be your last stop.
A trolley for that one.
Yeah. I was going to say, so
trolley.
that one, wow. Yeah, take the ride.
That's
yeah.
A trolley trip.
And by the way, I just want to say here, trolleys will run a continuous loop.
Absolutely.
So it's not like, because I remember when we did our thing, I said, well, do we have to wait?
Right.
But they just constantly
just
going
moving.
Around.
Yep, they'll keep moving. They'll
just stand outside of wherever you are.
I mean, and some of them are pretty close. So our last few on the list are Loco Wisco, another one, not specifically a coffee shop, but they're going to be open for this, serving coffee. They have Door County Coffee, the Old Fashioned or the Sunrise Roast, and they have Sartori Cheese Espresso, Bella Vitano. I hope I said all that correctly, but that is what they've got available. And I know they've got some special jewelry things going on, too.
That is really like the Green Bay store downtown, right?
Gosh,
it's just,
yeah.
And if people haven't been there, I mean, if you have visitors that come into town, you want to take them there because they have everything, just not just the food, but they have the swag as well, sweaters, sweatshirts. So that it's right across from Nicolet Bank.
Yeah. I mean, I think
they do great things with license plates.
You know, you're right.
Our thing right here is from,
yeah.
They do great. And
they do.
They must have just sold their big one because they had a huge one in their window because I actually bought a lot of Christmas gifts from there last year.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's a great
Christmas
gift, birthday gift, whatever, because there's going to be something really uniquely cool in there.
Yeah, well, and then our last one, Jim, you had alluded to it. It's Hotel Northland, and they're going to have coffee and cinnamon roll bites. So between all nine, a great array of something different at each stop and
fantastic.
And
this sounds great. And a beautiful Saturday morning.
I know. Yeah.
And I think coffee becomes like you go to that place, and this is nice. You can get out to other places because, I mean, there's certain places where I go and I need to expand my horizon a little bit. So this is going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
But you know
fun.
What? Until you handed me this little postcard.
Your passport. This is a passport.
Oh, this is the passport.
Is
they
the
check
passport.
Off these boxes. And when we get them all checked off,
Well, some people just want the competition. What we're doing, though, is when you do check in, once you check in, you get your passport, all you got to do is scan. That enters you for a chance to win gift cards from one of the participating cafes.
Right. But so, what I'm saying, looking at this little map here, you know, people say, well, downtown Green Bay doesn't have... I mean, these are all within, like, yards of each other, within walking of some very, very cool places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and even close to each other.
That's what I mean.
Think about, like, Hotel Northland and Gloss are
right
kitty corner
across
there,
the street
you
there.
Know?
Yeah.
And Grounded, Captain's Walk, very close there, too.
Hey, Todd.
And then I just want to say that... No,
I got to get this out to you. Remember we're talking about, he said he would know how to torture me if I was in one of those terrorist
things.
Did you find
something for him?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just make him eat egg sandwiches with no ketchup.
That'd be close. That'd be up there. All right, let's go.
Because one of these places is where he had an altercation where he was basically asked to leave the premises because they wouldn't give him ketchup for his eggs.
No, they didn't have ketchup, John.
I know. That's
okay,
why.
It's not what they didn't give it to me. They didn't have
because the fuss you put up because they didn't have ketchup for your eggs.
So Jim Schmidt will not be participating.
Exactly. No, I'm in. I'm all in. This is what I want to say is I think...
We don't want any bad publicity. I just want to be clear on it.
I think it's cool to go to the attic right across from the park, and they have that's so unique. And then Captain's Walk is cool, and they're two totally different places. And I think people need to... And I hope they're in there promoting other things they have. Captain's Walk with their entertainment and... I love that place. Well, all of them. I've been to all of these. The only one I haven't been to is that...
The Compound, maybe.
The Compound, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're newer.
And that's on Main.
Yep.
Okay.
Old Main, and you can see we've got a little map on the back here.
Yeah, I see that. I'll get over there.
Cool.
So they're a little more out there, but it is such a neat environment, ambiance, and you haven't been banned from there yet, so
no.
Yes, now is your chance to experience it before it's too late.
Compound Cafe, I don't know that one.
Me either.
Yeah, they are newer. You got to stop in there.
So that'd be just right up Main Street this way, pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Right. Down on Main.
By Cedar? All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm telling you, you are going to love it.
I just want to go through some of the Hotel Northland, Glass, Loco Wisco, Daily Buzz, The Attic Compound Cafe, Captain's Walk Winery, and Grounded Cafe.
That's great. It's $12.
On the Lions Bookstore. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's $12.
Yep, Lions
Bookstore. You get a sample or a small. We get a sample of everything there. The trolley is free.
Yeah. Trolley's all included.
Yeah.
Let me ask this, though. I don't know if everyone would be exactly the same, but is it one of those things where what they're going to have would be on their normal kind of menu, or is this special for Saturday?
Well, it's special for this event, but a lot of times they would have something like this available on a menu. It might be one of those rotational menus, but
I got to try that Coffee Kahlua tequila.
I know. It's a great way to start the day, right?
Of course you do.
I'm just trying to help out the local economy.
He started plenty days like that.
Wow.
And hey, if you want to get tickets or more information, go to downtowngreenbay.com. It'll be right there. Featured events on the homepage.
Downtowngreenbay.com. Tremendous event. Cafe Crawl.
That's a big deal.
Taking place this Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Red.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
We come back. Warm. John Syndergaard and Billy Giants will be joining us talking CP Telethon. Back at this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WGBW.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Whoa, here we go. Hey.
All right.
We're live.
You guys are professionals in there.
I just told these guys that this is going to be a long half hour trying to fill with these two guys.
But we do
bring Red back.
But we do have a professional in here.
She's still in house.
And of course.
Bring her back in.
Of course.
There she is. I can see her. She's right over
John
there.
John had to be listening while I mispronounced his name.
Well, he could be listening anytime.
You did well this morning.
But the second time he was third, fourth, fifth time he was good.
Yeah. John Syndergaard.
Thanks to Jim for correcting John.
You know, this has got to be
Billy Jarrett's in the house.
This has got to be one of the most respected, expected. You know, people look forward to this. This CP Telethon that you guys have been doing for years, and Bill, you've been emceeing that, and Frank, and who's that guy from Florida that would come up once in a while?
David Searing.
Oh, yeah.
You've had some kind of next to some famous people, you being the most famous, of course, but it's just been a great, great
thing.
Who's
that guy again with the big nose?
Mino?
and you continue to upgrade it with the streaming.
We do.
So tell us, John Syndergaard, you're the director of the CP Center, right?
Yep.
Okay, correct.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, so we switched things up. This is the second year that we have gone from a 2-day event at WBAY to a live stream event Friday afternoon, March 2nd. Saturday, March 1st.
Why don't you jump all over my butt? Forget your name wrong, John.
sorry, Johnny.
At least John had the right
date. Saturday, March 1st. And the live stream event is going to take place from 2 to 4 p.m. Nate. It's a free event. People can go online and register to view that event at cptelethon.org. cptelethon.org. And there's a couple of segments there that I want to talk about just real quickly.
And that
quickly.
Actually can be interactive, right?
That's right.
That's very cool what you're doing, because a lot of us would just watch the video and it's like, oh, that's great. But tell us more about that. I think that's really, you've upgraded the technology here.
Yeah, it's really an opportunity to go behind the scenes of CP and see some of the special work that goes on there every day. And we're able to do that in a little more extensive fashion than we are on the telethon, where all you see is a snippet. So just real quickly, there's going to be four segments on our live stream Saturday, March 1st. The first segment is going to be an art for all segment. And one of the things that we do a lot of internally is art projects and artwork. Our adult clients participate and spend a lot of time doing artwork on a daily basis. Some of it's fantastic. And so during that first segment, we are going to showcase some of their art. We're actually going to roll out a live art project during that segment. And we're also going to share some of the adaptive devices that our clients use as they create these art projects.
It's amazing. So it's almost like where people that are pledging, where that money's going.
That's right.
And I think will learn a lot, because, I don't know, when's the last time you said adaptive art projects?
Yesterday.
You will be amazed.
He's so
shut up, Billy.
I should have worn my big boots.
Oh, man. Hey, that's all right. When I said amplitude modulation today, he's like, I don't know.
I just got a headache. I get some Tylenol, please.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's why we're going to the Captain's Walk for our coffee.
Tequila coffee.
They put gin in there, whatever they do.
Tequila.
But, John, that's great for, like Johnny said, for people to witness things and see it live, but also learn about where your money goes, because people... I mean, you really, students, you have quite a range of ages
We do.
You just really accommodate everything throughout life. It's not just, you know, swimming, which I think you're known a lot for. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the whole continuum.
Right.
So the second segment that we're going to roll out on Saturday, March 1st in our live stream is entitled All Included. And that's really a discussion that's going to be client-led, and they're going to talk about what it means to them to have inclusion in the community, which is going to, again, give a really unique and special perspective.
If I could just, no one's done more events than Bill Jarts.
Absolutely.
But boy, as good as you are, Bill, you're the best, but when you bring up someone who is the recipient of the program, that is what really gets people to, I'm not saying dig a little deeper, but it just...
Makes it real.
It makes it real.
Exactly, it's real. It's right there, and you can see where, like you said, Jim... You see where the money's going. It's not going to New York.
Right.
And they take a scoop, and then it goes to Chicago, and they take a scoop. Then to Milwaukee, and they take a scoop. And oh, by the way, we'll throw you a little bone back in Green Bay. You guys made all the money, but now you can have what's left over.
Right. Hate to say it, but that's a common practice.
Absolutely.
Of
really so many is. Layers of bureaucracy. And you really don't need that in fundraising.
But
this
not
is
with
just
this. Whole, yeah, this is down right there.
Way
that's
to
right.
go.
Yeah. That's going to be a great segment to really see your neighbors on that show, or people within our community. I mean, you're not bringing anybody from New York to act. These are the real people
in our
community right here. What's your footprint again? I know it's larger than Brown County.
So we serve about 2,100 families annually. We used to say that we served about a 17 or 18 county footprint But of course, that you know, that kind of morphs and bobs and weaves depending folks are coming from.
2,100 families. That's
awesome. But again, all of this money stays local. All of the folks that are on the team are local, and it's really unique from that.
Well, the only thing, I mean, let's you know, total you know, whatever here, transparency. You guys do give Billy about $50,000 a year. Is that right to do this?
That was two years ago, John.
2 years ago.
I got a new agent.
Oh, did you get Luke Finkel's agent?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the WBAY thing, the voice of the Packers, that's all just a hobby.
Exactly.
This is main game.
This is it, baby. Yeah.
You know.
You don't buy a farm in Maribel just by work.
Yeah, well, the house with no furnace, but they're doing that today. But by the way, if you'd like to send something, go fund me to Bill Jarch needs a new furnace.
Did your furnace really go on?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah, also I woke up. We heat primarily with wood, and all of a sudden I woke up and it should have been about 70 degrees, and it's like 63. I go, what's going on here? And I look at the thing. It's the gauge said it's 70, but it's 63. I go,
ooh.
And went down, listened to the furnace. They're running. Ooh, this is not good.
Isn't, but
we have
the worst
fireplaces.
Mary was cuddling.
Yeah,
and Bill, we have three dogs. It's cousin Annie, a Saint Bernard, a lab, and a little basset puppy.
Bill, I want to tell you, I don't know you all that well, but they've you can get a furnace that runs like on gas.
Well, that's what I mean. We do have that LP gas one that went out. That's the one that went out, Mayor. Come on now, dog.
How do you heat mainly on wood? How much wood do you
must go
through
a year?
I bought 12 and a half cords before and split and stacked that. And then I just bought another semi load of 12 cords. Plus, I've got one of my own. That's what I do in the morning.
Yeah, you do.
Do you have a wood splitter?
No, I can walk upright.
Billy,
yes.
Tell me that is when I go to deer camp, what am I most excited about? Splitting wood.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to set a quick break back after this.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. Special thanks to Beth Parker being on today. Her grandfather, a veteran of Iwo Jima, taking place 80 years ago right now. Gary Gresh, of course, head coach at St. Norbert College. They've got Senior Day coming up this Saturday, which is cool. It's going to be pretty emotional because his son is one of the seniors.
Ooh, and he's good.
He's good.
Yeah.
Red Semper Downtown Green Bay Cafe Crawl taking place Saturday, which is cool. A lot of stuff taking place this Saturday. And John Syndergaard right now from CP and, of course, Billy Jarts. And we were just talking about this. Like, when I was a kid, biggest thing all year long. In the doldrums of winter, the one thing everybody looked forward to was the March of Dimes telethon. And I can tell you the Packers they brought on. Ron Kostelnik, Bob Skowronski, Willie Davis, a guy by the name, Billy, you might be the only guy to remember this, Jim Weatherwax.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So it's all guys like that, and the Lions.
But they were Packers, and they were Lions.
That's all they cared about. Charlie Sanders came up one year,
really?
Which was amazing. Jerry Taggy, Rich McGeorge. Yeah. I could go on and on this thing. And one of my greatest thrills, first time I was ever on TV, okay, they had a thing set up at the mall with a football passing contest. And it was Jerry Taggy and Rich McGeorge that were running this passing contest. And they would, for $5, get three throws or whatever. So that night I get a phone call. Hey, just so you know, you won. And you got to come to the telethon to accept your autographed football. Well, here's the thing. I was so excited. It was mind-boggling. Because the footballs we were using that day were official, the Duke NFL footballs the Packers, I'm sure, gave these guys some footballs to bring up and then bring back. So I'm thinking, I'm getting an official Duke NFL football.
And you get to meet Jim Weatherwax.
And I
get whoever the hell that is.
And you go there, and you're with a bunch of these other, like, young. I was, like, the oldest one at because I was, like, a junior in high school. And it's like, I remember somebody said, Mino, I saw you on the telethon with a bunch of Cub Scouts. What was up with that? But here's the deal that broke my heart. They went to Shopko and bought the cheapest little rubber footballs ever.
No.
And that's what they came.
Swear to God.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep costs down for those things, right, John? You got to do that. So, Johnny, with so much advancement now in the health and what you guys are doing, and talk a little bit more. You talked about the first two segments you're having with that live streaming, mm-hmm. where you can really, to hear from the people. They're going to ask questions right there, and you can interact to find out what do you get out of this place.
John Syndergaard from CP.
Yeah, it's really an opportunity, again, as I said earlier, to go behind the scenes of CP and to ask a lot of those questions that otherwise maybe you didn't feel comfortable in asking. One of our segments is going to be an interactive session with our therapy services team. We have got some really bright, articulate therapists employed at CP, and of course our niche is pediatric therapy, so that will be an opportunity for parents, for families to call and talk to them, to ask questions, to get some advice and so forth. And I think that's going to be a really fun session.
Not sure where you're at capacity wise, but I just gotta believe this is gonna get you people I didn't know we had that. I think that happens a lot in our community. It's like everybody knows CP, you know, in your building where you're located,
sure,
but I think people are going to see that and say, maybe, so I'm going to bring my kid there, my niece, nephew.
I hope so. I hope we get some traction.
So you have capacity is what I'm asking.
We absolutely do have capacity.
Okay, good.
So you bet. If anybody is interested in coming and exploring our services, go to our website, reach out to us. We would love to chat. We do have capacity.
Yeah.
So
now, Billy, we were talking about this. You know, a lot of back in the day, I don't even know what the FCC, is there still an FCC as far as what you, because, I mean, when I was getting into this business, and you two, Bill, were exactly okay, and it was like, man, you have to devote a certain amount of time to community. You have to devote a certain amount of, and same thing in radio. Todd probably drove him crazy back in the days. You had all these FCC fulfillments you had to do, and it's not quite like that anymore. So for you guys to not only sustain this telethon, but to keep it growing and modernizing and everything, and it never got stale. Billy, what's the secret behind the curtain with you guys where this passion started and continues to this day?
I can't speak for anybody. I can speak for myself. I grew up watching this, John.
Yeah.
And this is something, this was must-see television.
Yeah.
It was a two-day event, typically.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you just sat there. I remember my mom saying, you know, you look at these kids, look at all the help in those kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's visual. You see it. And then when you get inside, you pull the curtain back a little bit and you get to meet some of these people. I've gotten to know some of the clients. And they're great people. They just happen to have a little, you know, nick or something that's just not right.
Sure.
They have a disability, whatever that is, be it mental or physical. They're just like us. They want to go out and play sports. They want to do art. They want all the things we do, only there's sometimes they have to move a wheelchair.
Right?
But that's
I think what that telethon has done, Bill, is it's really, that has got to be one of the best community engagement fundraisers there are, because you get students that help. You get older people. You get neighborhoods, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, businesses that do the 3-minute match. There's just, that telethon has said, like, we're all in this together. And I think you guys have done a great job with that.
I'm from the Pipefitters Union, number 1642, and we got a donation here of $278 from our liver night dinner night, and we challenge all the other pipefitters out there. By God, you won't beat us.
And they all add up. They all add up.
Boy, that's it. Yeah. Darn right. And you know what the fun part about that was? When I was growing up, it's like, oh my God, look, there's so-and-so on TV.
And it was such a big deal.
It was like such a big deal when you'd see somebody you knew on TV.
Right. You know, the WBAY team is really, I say this all the time, but they really are part of the CP family.
Right.
I mean, you know, on Sunday, March 2nd, Bill's going to be there. Tammy will be there. Cammy will be there. Emerson will be there. Mm-hmm. Kristen is going to facilitate our live stream on Saturday, March 1st. And you can tell that they are not there because they feel a sense of obligation. They're there because they want to be there. And I mean,
and John,
we have become friends. It's a very special and unique relationship.
Bill can back me up on this. And besides the movie stars you just mentioned, the staff that's there.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Man, those camera guys have been there for years.
Yeah.
And
they take great pride in it.
They do.
I'll tell you this. That last hour of that telethon from 5 until 6 is like nothing else I've covered. Super Bowls, been at basketball tournaments, whatever. Been to Washington, D.C., whatever. That is the most exciting and most gut-wrenching hour of my life, because you know you're actually making a difference. And you see the numbers, and John's able to kind of project where we are right now. And so where do we need to be to set a new record? And you just start pounding it. And you walk out, and I've always said this, it's the most rewarding trip home. I live about 35 minutes away from the station. When I drive home, I finally say, today I made a difference in the world, a legitimate difference in the world. you know, reading the news, okay, flip it on, get your phone, whatever. You can. That's one thing. But when you walk out of there that day, you've made a difference, and you know the kids, you know some of these clients. Some of them aren't kids. Some of these folks are getting, they've been a while.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can joke with them and jab them a little bit, and they see you and they smile. And it's like, it just.
That's awesome,
Bill. It opens up your soul.
I mean, Bill, I would imagine, though, part of that connection you have with them is they can sense it, that it's personal with you, that you're legit, that you're genuine, versus, quote unquote, not to, but another talking head, you know, that might just show up. Okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm running out of here. I got to do. But you live this, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up your butt, but there aren't many of these left in the country. In fact, didn't you guys say it's the longest one in the country?
That's 71 right. years. That's right. Next weekend.
That's oh, right. 71. I was going to ask. That's
right. 71 wow, years.
That's incredible. Think about that for a minute. Yeah. Maybe something else that's been going on in TV for 71 years consecutively.
Yeah. And to change with the times, too.
Right.
I mean, it used to be just put up the camera, bring in the Hollywood star. That come in. I used to remember going down to Clintonville, they'd have a little fish bowl. And if you go down, you make a donation, and literally it was a fish tank.
Yes.
And you'd bring your little coffee cup of money, you know, $2.14, dump it in, and you'd get a little picture of, like, Festus or Matt Dillon or whatever. Right. It was like, oh, my God, look what I got here. Yeah.
Bob Skowronski and Ron Kastelnik, I can still see it at the Ishpeming Armory, and they got the big tape and the long line, and there was literally, like, a fish bowl.
Yes.
And people were throwing a dollar or whatever, and that was the whole thing.
Yep.
When I travel around the community, go to meetings and so forth, I still get requests for that fishbowl. When are you going to bring the fishbowl back?
We really should do one of these years.
We should.
Yeah. Just put it in the lobby and have somebody stand guard and just come on and welcome me or whatever. And maybe we can give them, I don't know, Bill Jarrett's baseball card or something. Just
remember at the museum, we had to clip that guy because he was fishing in the fishbowl. Remember that?
Reaching in.
It had a cover on it, too, but the guy got a coat hanger. You know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that would never happen with you guys.
But this is 71 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that for a minute.
Pretty special.
This can be a nation record of one event on a local TV station.
Yeah. Longest running.
Yeah. Things have changed so much.
Yeah. Oh, we used to do one for Children's Hospital. We had a telethon. Matt, you mentioned... A March of Dimes.
You're right.
What was the one on Labor Day weekend with Jerry Lewis?
The Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah. But it was for
Muscular Dystrophy.
Muscular Dystrophy.
You're right. Yeah.
So there have been many of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But slowly but surely, we've become, I believe, the only one in the marketplace still running it nationwide.
Yeah,
I
that's my understanding. Yeah.
And Bill, you said that, you know, 71 years, things have changed. John, obviously, the CP Center has changed significantly.
It has.
Additions. And you've kept up with the times technology-wise, what you're doing with but tell us some of the enhancements you've had just in serving that clientele.
Yeah, so we have expanded. Now we have got four locations. I think we talked a little bit about that in the past. Yep. We've got locations on location now in Kimberly in the Valley. We have got one over on the lakeshore in Two Rivers. We have got now a child care facility up in Suamico, and then, of course, our primary facility over there off of Webster. But, you know, one of the things that I feel really good about with CP is that we are a really progressive, contemporary organization. We are anything but a stoic, plotting nonprofit, and I say that in the nicest way. I think we've got a group of leaders there, both at the board level and our leadership team, who want to do things differently. They want to make sure that we're continuing to meet the needs of our community. It's incumbent on us to continue to grow, to diversify, to make sure that we're sustaining that organization for another 70 years.
You know, there's a term that I remember a guy using one time in one of my military guys, and he's talking about a situation. He said, we used I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I figured out, but he said, we used non-kinetic tactics for kinetic situation. And what? And what I'm thinking about with you guys, it's like, you guys are kinetic. You guys are attacking this. You're not sitting back and saying, oh, these poor people, whatever, whatever. You guys are just the opposite. You're like, full steam ahead. We're doing this again. We're getting to equipment. We're not letting any moss grow on us.
That's right.
I think that's pretty cool how aggressive you guys are in giving the best service you possibly can to these people.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I think so too. And again, as quickly as our field is changing, it's again, as I just said, it's incumbent on us to continue to be innovative, to welcome new opportunities, new technology, so that, again, we can continue to
all
do the right
benefit
thing for
of your clients.
That's all right. So next weekend, we call in, we make pledges, and we want to do that. And people want to do that. But talk to me about the volunteer side of things, too, Johnny, a little bit.
Yeah, it takes an army. And I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, our team, our teammates over at WBAY, they're obviously critical to our success. Yeah. I can't say enough good things about Bill and his team and the work that you have all done for us. We use 360 VIPs.
Right.
So Again, it really is. It really
evidently
does.
We're 361 and 362, Jim.
Take a minute. I do. Hey, we do.
We're
have
on
some,
the short list,
gentlemen. I just, we do have some chairs available,
I know the mayor has sat there for a number of years.
Yes, I have.
That was
be like
always,
Billy. Be like with the bullpen.
I know you guys are. A lot of people don't like to sit on air because they don't want to. They don't want to be interviewed. And I know you guys are both quiet.
Yeah, I would not.
So we can tell Bill just to pass you by. You can pretend you're on a call if you're in a chat. I know you're.
He's coming to pick up the phone. He's talking to somebody.
Right.
No. Well, they got a deli plate.
Yeah.
The pastrami's gone. I can't believe that. Okay. I don't know if it was Jarts. I don't know who it was over there. I think it was that Chris Rock.
Yeah. I think he'd be on the phone. Yeah.
Did you say something, Doug?
I was just going to say, you guys better walk up to him and nail him with a live interview. You've got to.
Perhaps you guys could do a live show from the BAY auditorium.
When Bill comes down and talks to you know how the pledge is going, John will be on there. That's cheese and onions.
John, no tomato. Billy.
And onion rings.
I'll be right there.
I want the whole week this time.
But for those people who are doing the VIP, and John, I've done that many, many times, is, you know, get your calls before that because you do want to turn in, you know, $500,000 at the end of your hour.
That's right.
So if you could just call, say, I'm going to call you at this time and...
Right.
Mom, Dad,
that's right.
Friends, there's no shoveled yet.
You guys stick around. You guys okay? Time wise. Sure. All right, we're gonna set up one last quick break. John Syndergaard from CP and Bill Jarts talking about the telethon. Back right after this. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes open wide.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, wrapping it up here on a little bit of a chilly Thursday. Wind chill still 5 degrees below zero. Got to ask you, Billy, we're just laughing about the TV days with covering sports.
Oh, those are,
isn't it like when you look back, I mean, you have to say to yourself, wow.
How did we do that?
Did we have families? Yeah, did we ever have days off?
Well, the 2-day
practice. And not woe is me, but I'm just saying. Well,
2-day practice with the Packers. We'd go in. It was usually 8:30 and 2:45, I think, were the practice times.
Yeah.
So we'd be there for the morning.
We were expected, even though we did the news the night before.
Right.
We were expected to be there 8:30 the next morning.
Sure. So you had to be there, cover that one, come back, edit some tape, go back and cover the afternoon practice, and then do the 5, 6, and 10.
Yeah.
And do the 10, and then go home and sleep for 2 minutes and come back in again.
Absolutely.
It was just part of the job.
And interview Jim Weatherwax. I want to talk about the VIP.
It was a good interview, by the way.
I'm sure we did it. I want to talk about the VIP. We have some sponsors here. This is Ben and Deanna Melchor. They're working their phones from 9 to 10 on Sunday. So I just tell our listeners, they're on here, they're on a regular basis.
They're great
basis.
Sponsors for us here. And great people.
They're great realtors. They're great realtors. So everybody who is a realtor or thinking of buying a house, call in between 9 and 10 on Sunday. And
do the match.
You bet.
Yes, and they do the match then. So I just want to...
Yeah,
and you have a lot of great. You have a lot of great VIPs on there, though.
We do. And if you can't sit on the VIP panel, you can still go online. Go to cptelethon.org. You can set up a VIP page right now, and you can fundraise online.
Oh,
wow. So cptelethon.org.
Oh, wow.
So it's not necessary. You don't need to be present.
And get harassed by Bill Jarts. You can just be at home and you're
Bill Jarts.
No, Bill, I love
you. It's always crazy during the 3-minute match. I mean, it is so loud. The band's playing and you're trying to talk to these people and they're trying.
Yeah. I know.
And the phone's just nonsense. It's just bang, bang, bang. And it's so exciting. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And Billy, I'm not, please understand, folks, I'm not making fun of anybody or trying to, but here's just something that we've lived with. I guarantee you, somebody come on, Bill, somebody wants to make it. Yeah, Bill, do you remember that time you came out to name Schultz Pond and where's the perch were running? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I took you out. It was my brother that took you out.
True or false?
They were snapping. They were snapping.
And the other thing I want to say about you guys are a little bit generous. Now, I don't know if I'm the only one that did it, but in the match, sometimes they would come in a little after the match, and we change the time to make sure.
Oh, make it register for you.
Yeah, I mean, that pops.
Might, huh? That might happen on occasion.
I was just gonna say, sure was I wasn't the only guy. Yeah. Yeah. But, well, that's cool. What else is going on Sunday?
Yeah, so most of our recurring groups, many of whom have been with us since the beginning, will be there. Of course, the kids from Southern Door, which is always a hit. The Sunnyside Elementary kids will be there to perform. The Heritage Academy of Irish Dancers, which are always a fan favorite.
I've said this yet. I love Irish dancing.
Yep.
And, of course, Frank and his group will be there. And then Bill and the WBAY team, of course, most entertaining of all.
Yes.
If I was an Irish lass, I would be a dancer.
But when they dance, you can just hear that anywhere in the newsroom. They're not, what's going on? Be like the newcomer.
Just throwing that out there.
I hear that, those Irish saying, oh, my God, what's going on?
It's Michael.
He'd last 15 seconds. That's like jump roping, man.
That is work. Those are athletes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those are legitimate athletes.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And Bill, I think that's, like Johnny talked about, you genuine. I mean, everyone there is excited about this event. You, John, probably, you know, the most. But still, the whole team is excited about it. And I think the community, quite honestly, as I said earlier, I think they look forward to this. And this is a great opportunity, and you can see some great entertainment and really help. And I love the fact that it stays local. We're always worried about that as mayor, that is this money staying here? Yeah. But this one's tried and true. It stays right here.
It is. Yeah, I say it all the time, but these last couple of weeks and the next week leading up to Telethon, you can feel the energy. You can feel the anticipation. It's it's fun. There's a whole different vibe in the hallways of CP. Now, with that comes a little bit of trepidation, because you just don't know until we sign off the air at 6 p.m. what that
coat's going to look like. It's live TV.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just so that the people know, it's March 1st, because we cut a promo and I said,
March 1st.
So live stream Saturday, March 1, 2 to 4 p.m. Telethon on Sunday, March 2nd from 8 to 6.
Beautiful.
This is going to be
beautiful.
Great.
Yep. Billy, one last quick question for you. So I watched that movie last night I went to the movie, The Green and Gold.
Okay.
You know, and it's just funny because it's like from our era where it's like Holmgren and Young Favre and Reggie and those people. I got a little nostalgic for that era. I'm not sure we appreciated it. Maybe you and I did, because we covered so many terrible Packers.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's people.
That's true.
People can't believe how bad it was here versus what Holmgren and Wolf and Reggie and Favre, what they did for this organization. I know it's been written about, but you and I lived it on a 14-hour-a-day basis for 10 years, Billy.
I remember as a kid, it was like you would watch the Packer game, and then at halftime you go and play a game because you know they're going to win anyway. Just right. What's the final score going to be?
Right.
And then we go through 30 years where nothing happens.
Exactly.
And then we can't get past Dallas, and all of a sudden we're in the Super Bowl. And I'll never forget that signing off from New Orleans. I say, when Mike Holmgren was in San Francisco, he used to tell us, that, listen, guys, either you shape up or we're going to ship you to Green Bay. And tonight, everybody in the National Football League wishes they were a member of the Green Bay Packers. And I remember the hair on the back of my neck stood up, because it was true and it was legit, and I lived it and you lived it.
Mark Daniels told us when he was on here, he cried in New Orleans. And it's like, we're supposed to be these tough, jaded, unemotional.
Impartial.
But when you lived it the way we lived it.
No. It was like the stars aligned just right, and everybody else's buses, break down on the way to the game. We might get 8-8. We get a shot.
Exactly. Oh, man. Good stuff. All right. We're out of time. John Syndergaard and Bill Jarte, CP Telethon coming up on March 1st. Congratulations, both of you guys.
Thank you.
Keep this
right.
This is one of the real legacy type things of Northeast Wisconsin.
Give us a call.
Absolutely, we will.
Thanks for what you do.
Put a fishbowl out there. I'll give you a little something for the effort. Hey, thanks for being with us, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Money the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.